The American International Corporation, AIC, formed in 1915, also helped fund the Russian Revolution. AIC directors represented the interests of the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, DuPonts, Kuhns, Loebs, Harrimans, and the Federal Reserve, as well as Federal Reserve co-founder Frank Vanderlip and George Herbert Walker, the maternal great-grandfather of President George W. Bush. Trotsky left the United States by ship on March 27, 1917, just days before America entered the war, along with nearly 300 revolutionaries and funds provided by Wall Street. Trotsky, whose real name was Lev Davidovich Bronstein, was being trailed by British agents who suspected him of working with German intelligence since his stay in pre-war Vienna. In a speech before leaving New York, Trotsky stated, "I am going back to Russia to overthrow the provisional government and stop the war with Germany." When the ship carrying Trotsky and his entourage stopped in Halifax, Nova Scotia, they and their funds were impounded by Canadian authorities, who rightly feared that a revolution in Russia might free German troops to fight their soldiers on the Western Front. But this well-grounded concern was overcome by President Woodrow Wilson's alter ego, Colonel Edward Mandell House, who told the chief of the British Secret Service, Sir William Weissman, that Wilson wanted Trotsky released. On April 21, 1917, less than a month after the United States entered the war, the British Admiralty ordered the release of Trotsky, who, armed with an American passport authorized by Wilson, continued on his journey to Russia and history. At the same time, Lenin also left exile. Aided by the Germans and accompanied by about 150 trained revolutionaries, he was put on the infamous sealed train in Switzerland, along with at least $5 million, according to Still. The train passed through Germany unhindered, as arranged by German banker Max Warburg, the brother of Paul Warburg, who co-founded the Federal Reserve System and handled U.S. financing during World War I, and the German High Command. Lenin, like Trotsky, was labeled a German agent by the government of Alexander Kerensky, the second provisional government created following the Tsar's abdication. By November 1917, Lenin and Trotsky, backed by Western funds, had instigated a successful revolt and seized the Russian government for the Bolsheviks. But the communist grip on Russia was not secure.